T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Money, money. Appropriate song for our next guest. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Joining us now is Brandi Bailey. She is one of the two Republican candidates for Sedgwick County Treasurer. Brandi, thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me back on.
Nice to, well, I was going to say nice to have you back on, but also nice to talk to you again. It's been barely a day. We saw you yesterday for the Republican candidate forum from Republican Women United. It was a good forum. I thought everybody had a great crowd. You guys did really well, you and Ben. I thought it was a good discussion. You know, one of the topics that came up yesterday that I wish we'd had a little more time to talk about was the treasurer's office itself. You know, people typically think about the tag office and they think long lines, but this job really entails a lot more than just the tag office. You've got a huge budget, large number of employees, and I think the next treasurer has to be someone who's an administrator, qualified to manage a large and complex department. That was something I didn't really get to discuss with you guys yesterday. I've got Ben coming on in the next hour. Don't you agree that's really the biggest function of this office?
I agree. And I feel like I am more than qualified for this position. I know this office. And when we talk about the budget, the treasurer's office has an annual budget of approximately $6.6 million. That's made up of $1.4 million in tax operations. And then the other $5.2 million is made up in the tax or the tag office operations. The treasurer's office is budgeted for 92 positions. 88 of those positions are full-time positions, and the other four are part-time positions. We distribute in January and July approximately $280 million in tax collections. We distribute those out to the townships, the cities, the school districts, and all the local taxing authorities. I'm familiar with working with large budgets and improving efficiencies, and that's what this office, yes, it needs somebody who can do that. Currently, I manage the county's investment portfolio, which averages $350 million on a monthly basis, except during those tax collection periods when it's approximately $500 million. So I'm managing $500 million right now. And so I could more than manage the $6.6 million budget. When we talk about some efficiencies that need to be done, one of the efficiencies that I was able to accomplish in 2019, I conducted an analysis of the investment portfolio. My goal was to figure out how to increase the portfolio yield. This in turn produced an increase in interest earnings of 150%, and that was in just 1 year. So, John, I feel like I am more than qualified for this position.
Wow. Let me make sure I get that number right. Did you say you currently manage $500 million with a B in investments?
$500 million in investments in during the first half and the second half tax collection periods. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, $6 million is a drop in the bucket for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those are numbers that scare me.
Effectively and efficiently.
So let me ask you this then. It's a question that I kind of got into yesterday. Again, another one I would have loved to have gotten a little more depth on, which what separates you then from your opponent?
I have a college degree. My opponent has a high school diploma. I have a master's degree in business administration. My opponent has a high school diploma. Citizens have a choice, a politician with no measurable experience or me, who has an education and prior experience as a municipal treasurer. I served as treasurer in the city of Park City, city council leadership, and I have 13 years of experience working for Sedgwick County Department of Finance. I currently know the treasurer's office and will be able to come in and start working and making the changes that are needed starting day one. I know the players. I know the stakeholders. I have the good working relationships with all these people. I have good working relationships with the individuals that are in the tax office and tax office right now. So I will be able to come in and it will be a smooth transition. John, this job is too important for just someone having on the job training. On the job training, though, to me, that means you are learning on the job now while you are working the job. I don't see that learning experience from my opponent. I am truly the best candidate for this job.
So, you know, one of the things we did talk about yesterday that I'd liked to get a little bit more from both of you was how you plan to make the tag office more efficient, you know, reduce the lines. It seems like the last place you want to be towards the end of the month, or on a Monday for that matter, is the tag office. Give us some ideas on how you would like to improve the office.
Well, there is a lot that needs to be done. I've heard the frustrations about the tag office lines and the operation. My top priority is to offer and succeed in finding valid solutions for tagging your vehicles and reducing those lines. We now have two tag offices, so we combined three tag offices into one. Both are beautiful buildings. They can manage the customers inside, but how do we expect to service the entire county if one of the parking lots can hold maybe 50 cars? I mean, give or take. I mean, that's just not efficient for us. I want to look into having more satellite locations on throughout the entire county that will be staffed with some of our team members. Right now, the treasurer's office is currently looking in putting kiosks into satellite locations, but that's what it is. It's a kiosk. Some of our citizens, they still want that customer interaction. So I want to make sure that we are providing that customer interaction to our citizens throughout the entire county, not just at two locations. I want to look into changing some of the hours at the office, at the tag offices. People are taking off half day's work so they can come get their vehicles tagged, which we should expect that from people. I want to make our hours more flexible, possibly opening up a few hours on Saturday so people aren't having to take off work. I'm not saying that this can happen. There might be some statutes out there that might not allow this to happen, but I will look into that, and I will make sure that I find a solution. There are ways to make improvements and still comply with the Division of Motor Vehicles regulations. We just have to be able to open up and be able to look at all of our options, and we need to be able to open our minds and just look for them. They're out there. We just have to find them.
Well, and, you know, statutes and regulations can be changed, too, as long as you have someone who's got a good working relationship with regulators and legislators who write statutes. And, frankly, some of those ideas, doing some after hours and some alternate, some weekend, I think those are great ideas. Because you're right. Case in point, look at what you've got going on right now. I guarantee you when the coronavirus ends, or when it abates a little bit, and people who have been given the pass to delay their renewals and their driver's license renewals, you guys are going to get slammed down there. And if you don't have some extended hours and some alternate timings, things are going to get hectic when everything does go back to normal, much like what's gone on with the Department of Labor at the state level. Brandy, thank you again for joining us this evening. If people want information, if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer, they can visit brandybailey.com, and that's BrandyBailey.com, correct?
Correct. There is no E in Brandy Bailey.
That's why I spelled it out for them, so that people wouldn't get it. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I see your signs all over town, so I know you're out there door knocking and doing the work that's necessary. So, you know, make sure you reach out to us again if something comes up, and we sure wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it, Don.
Thanks, Brandy. We'll take a quick break. And then we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, the Wichita Eagles' number one target, by the way. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.